papers in there last night, and I had so damn much. He sent enough stuff in there last night to kill a man. I worked till 2:30. But Bill Moyers, I set both of them aside. He's been talking to somebody out there, and he's all hot and bothered. And he said, before you give a decision, I want to talk to you. And I said, all right, I'll hear you. And I haven't read either one of them.
Well, maybe you and Rostow and Bill Moyers can talk about it on the plane to Hawaii, but if we could get a message out to Thailand before the conference, there would be some advantage to it. But you can give that some thought on the plane to Hawaii then.
All right. Now, listen, Bob McNamara's called me on nuclear stuff. I told him you wouldn't get me the pros and cons and what this new statement meant and what you thought about it and what others thought about it. Didn't you say that yesterday? You'd get me something further on that?
I will have a memorandum for it you can see on the plane to Hawaii.
Well, okay, get it to me now. Do you favor this language that you handed me?
I do, but I think you should know that there's not a chance in 100 that the Soviets will buy it. They'll send
Well, I won't know if we're protected by it, though. Is this your language or somebody else's?
Yes, and that, I have no doubt at all myself about this language. I think you're all of us here in the government.
Right. Somebody said that Bob, what you call him over there, was your planner was against it.
No, as a matter of fact, he was one of the group that revised this language into its present form.
Fine. Well, okay, that's fine. And if you for it, you give me that memo and let me try to decide. Are you going to be out there in the morning?
Yes, I'll be there in the morning.
Did I tell you to you kind of introduce me?
A couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you.